From KUOW, this is The Record for Wednesday, February 19th. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler said today that the agency will not appeal a court ruling from last month that strikes down net neutrality rules. What the heck are they? Here's how Stephen Colbert explains them.
Under net neutrality, every site on the internet has to be equally accessible to the user, whether it be a huge behemoth like Google or some obscure little mom and pop site like Bing.
Yeah, he's not really being funny there. That's actually what it is. Net neutrality is supposed to protect our access to everything that is on the internet. That way, service providers like Comcast or CenturyLink can't block any site or service. Well, now the FCC has decided it will rewrite the rules to preserve an open internet. Maggie Reardon is a senior writer for CNET News, and she explained to me what the FCC hopes to accomplish with these new rules.
The FCC is going to try to do three things. One thing is the transparency rule, which the court actually upheld. And that just essentially says that users and other companies who use the internet will know how broadband providers are controlling their network so that they're more open about the ways that they manage their traffic. Another thing is that they are there's the anti-discrimination piece of this. So basically the FCC is going to write rules that will allow companies to be assured that their services won't be discriminated against on the internet. For example, Netflix, because it competes with other video services, a broadband provider can't block that traffic or slow that traffic down so that its video service can get better access. And then the third thing is there won't be any blocking allowed. So, for example, a broadband provider won't be able to block access to a service like Netflix or Skype or some service that may compete with them. So those are the three main areas that these rules are going to take a look at.
So, Maggie, the other federal communication rules were ruled invalid by a court. They're going to try to put out new rules. Is there a progression here? Or is this going forward toward regulation, or is it just bouncing back and forth between rulemaking and the courts?
Well, basically, I mean, we have regulation. The court threw out the regulation, basically because the rules were based upon a legal concept the court said that the FCC didn't have the authority to make. So what the FCC is trying to do is take a look at the ruling, and within the realm of the law that the court has outlined in its decision, try to write these rules so that they comply with the law.
The FCC didn't do what some consumer groups wanted. They wanted some tougher regulation. Why didn't the FCC take that route?
Well, one of the things that some of the consumer groups wanted is they wanted the FCC to reclassify broadband traffic. So by reclassifying broadband traffic as so-called common carrier, that's the same way that telecommunication services are classified, it would open up broadband to a whole new realm of regulation, but that would actually put it on legal footing to be able to apply the rules as they had. The problem with that is that you'll have companies like Comcast and Verizon and AT&T complaining that just is not acceptable, that now they're going to be subject to all kinds of different regulations, you know, that have to do with pricing and so forth, and, you know, that's something that they really didn't want, and that was going to really create a firestorm. So I think politically, the FCC decided that was not the way to go.
Finally, I noticed that the Federal Communications Commission is also going to look into abolishing legal restrictions that are imposed by some states that prevent local cities from building their own broadband services. Tacoma, Washington, near us, has already done that. What's the significance of that?
Well, this is really a piece of what they said today that I think was a surprise to many people, myself included. I didn't even think that could possibly be on the table. But I guess, you know, in a footnote of an opinion that was written by the court, they mentioned in defining the FCC's authority that they actually do have the authority to go in and promote broadband deployment. And one such way to do that is, for example, to say that some of these state laws that prohibit local towns and cities from deploying their own network and selling that service, you know, to just go in and say that those are invalid. So I think that has a really, it could have a major impact on a lot of cities who have been wanting to build gigabit networks, for example. You know, you've got Google who's out there doing it. That's kind of really, I think, reignited a lot of interest in building these fiber networks. And, you know, if you've got the court saying and the FCC possibly going in and saying, all right, these state laws are no longer valid, you know, city, if you want to go and do this, go ahead and do it. You know, I think that that could really be interesting and exciting, but I also think that it could also lead to a lot more court battles.
That's Maggie Reardon, a senior writer for CNET News. She was talking about the FCC's decision not to appeal a court ruling that threw out net neutrality rules. Instead, the FCC is going to try to rewrite those rules to preserve an open internet. This is The Record.